several reasons for this. One is that he was able to win Florida, which is a swing state, without getting a majority of the Cuban vote there. And so in a sense, that kind of broke the holes that the more militant Cuban exiles had on the state. Plus, the more younger Cuban exiles in the U.S. have shown to be more mellow in terms of their approach to the island. So Obama has been able to ride on this and to be able to now tweak the policy.
And what do the measures announced by President Obama mean for Cuba?
In the short term, it's good news for a lot of ordinary Cubans, because there are more than 1.5 million Cuban Americans in the United States. Now, each one of those people has a family back in Cuba. And what this means is that they will now be able to visit any time they want. Up until now, they've only been able to visit once every 3 years, and they've been very limited in the amount of money they're able to either send or to bring to Cuba. Now, they can travel every week if they wish, plus they can bring almost unlimited amounts of money, and they can also send any more products to help their families back in the homeland. And, of course, families there, the standard of living in Cuba is very low. People are struggling. Often they don't have enough soap or shampoo. They don't have proper, often they don't have decent food. So now there's going to be an economic lifeline for many of those Cubans who have relatives in the United States.
Fidel Castro is now 82. His brother Raul is 77. Will the Cuba of the Castro era soon be gone forever?
No one knows, but I don't think so, is a short answer. The government, the regime there, has shown a very successful capacity to adapt. It's very pragmatic, despite its somewhat stern reputation for communist ideology. And we've seen, certainly in the past 2 years, that Fidel has very smoothly transferred power to his brother Raul. And the Communist Party and the army are the two strongest institutions in the island. And there's still no organized form of opposition there. Certainly it's not tolerated in the island. But even so, even the dissidents that are there don't have any widespread support. They're not even especially well known in Cuba. So I think in the short to medium term, the government in Cuba still has got a strong position.